I have a question for you guys. I saw a post on Instagram from, like, I don't know, NASA or something. And it was saying, like, I got to find it. Hold on. Let me see if I can find this.
The
here.
Moon landing was faked.
And I just want to know, do you believe that?
Turns out gravity isn't real. Everything's just falling all the time. But there's no air in space, so we can't tell.
Hey, look.
Think about it.
If you can't hear sound in space, can you hear sound in your suit?
You know what's really funny? Is yes. That was what I was going to talk about. So here's the...
But here, okay. So then I have a question. Wait, last question about that. Okay. So that means they can hear in a microphone back to, like, mission control, whatever.
Yep.
So if you fart, do they hear that?
No, because I think your helmet and your suit are...
Do you separate. Have a microphone on your ass? Yeah. I mean...
How loud is your fart? Some people got big ones. I farted fart like
all,
a lady.
I farted all through the last podcast. Did you hear it?
Man. Just an open hallway right now.
Okay. The reason I asked this, speaking of sound, is has NASA released a chilling audio clip of a supermassive black hole located 250 million light years away?
I have one of those.
The sounds have never been heard before.
What does it sound like?
How do...
I'm a black hole. Hi, itadakimasu.
Can sound travel in space? Doesn't it need a medium to travel through? Or am I just dumb?
Okay, so, well, I don't think sound can't, but...
So how do we know what that's like?
Vibrations?
Certain other waves can travel.
So vibrations cannot, correct?
So we might be interpreting other frequencies that can travel through space.
So how do we know? And also, here's my question.
Yeah. I bet it sounds like Morgan Freeman.
Maybe this is me being really dumb, but I read
I'm
this.
I'm a black hole.
I am a black hole.
That doesn't
Those
sound anything
so
like him.
Bad. Both of ours.
All right,
bad.
Let me try.
After Trump, we're doing Trump impressions again. The biggest
I'm
hole.
Nope.
I am a black hole.
Sound like, I sound like that dude.
Why did you go?
Family Guy.
Why did you go, I am a black hole.
I don't know.
Oh, Peter, I'm a black hole.
Loretta.
I'm a black hole, Peter.
What are you?
Come and film
you're
me
Herbert
up,
the pervert?
Throw some space boys at me.
What is happening?
Get
okay,
your,
here's
your fat space ass back
Here's my question. If it says 250 million light years away, maybe this is me being real dumb. How do we send data that far? How do we know? Do we have a microphone 250 million
we
light years out?
We didn't send it that way. It came this way.
We got a microphone out there?
Okay, yeah. you are dumb. You asked if you're dumb. Yes. The answer is yes.
Yeah, it's there in it the spacesuit.
I really
want to
know. No, how do we know? How do we know what a black hole sounds like 250 million light years away?
So what I'm
do you know what a light year is? Do you know how far a light year is?
Right, like Buzz.
Well, isn't it like to like infinity
it is
and
infinity
beyond?
And beyond. It's yeah, infinity there it is.
What I'm guessing is that some other
10 trillion kilometers. Jesus. That's a light year. Now imagine 250
put that
million.
Miles.
That's
I
like
don't
our
know what the fuck kilometer is.
That's like our national debt. That's great. 10 trillion
nice.
Dollars.
Times 250 million. How do we know what they're lying to us? There's no way they know what this
wait,
sounds
wait.
Like.
10 trillion kilometers. Times 250?
It's 250 million light years away, right. And a light year is
maybe that's what Joe Biden was trying
kilometers.
To say that one time when he was like, 2 trillion, 400 billion, anyway.
International with the pressure.
Anyway.
Dude, hold on, real quick about Biden. You know the Nashville shooting that just happened?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
stop,
gosh.
Please.
Hold
stop.
On. Is
first
that-
off, we want to give a big thank you to the big, hairy, bald police officers who took control of that situation. Thank you. You are heroes.
Okay.
I'm glad that's where you're going
yeah,
with that. You
Jesus
scared
Christ.
Me real bad.
No.
Dude, okay, honestly, we don't get serious on
say,
this on
yeah.
this podcast very often. That is insane. And there's like released dash cam, body cam footage.
Of the shooting?
Just imagine driving through the school.
That's not a shooting. That's just
you're
running
driving
people
through
over.
Children and you're like, who's shooting them? And
wow. Remember when we were saying, gay, let's get serious for a second? Let's just get serious for a second. And not talk about running over.
Oh,
kids.
My God. It just happened, Tyler. Jesus Christ.
You said hitting children with a car.
Like I said,
okay.
Thank
okay.
you to our men and women of law enforcement who came
no,
in there.
No, actually, I do. Because yes. It is actually insane because they have released body cam footage of like them going in and taking him out.
Right.
And that I started watching it, and I'm like, I don't think I can watch this. Like, this is...
It's rough. But
also,
because they went in there and they killed him. Like, yeah. they shot him and killed him because, yeah, well.
Or maybe. They.
I don't know. Because, yeah, I was a transgender person. Right. I have no idea.
Fisher them?
Fisher them? Oh, we're not getting into that. That's a whole
other thing. Okay. The only reason I brought that up was
I'd be a great Fisher them.
Right after that, Biden is in Nashville and he gives a speech. And it's really
oh,
funny.
I did
oh.
that.
Oh,
I
yeah.
see.
He was talking about ice cream and children.
I just came up here for the ice cream.
Look at these beautiful children.
See, we did a better job at taking this seriously than he did. And that's saying something.
Oh, gosh. People are weird. You know what I would not want to be? Someone speaking
President
and addressing
the
whole United States. Because the guy currently doing it kind of sucks at it. And that would be me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be great at it either.
No, I'd be terrible. Yeah, absolutely.
But at least I know that.
Yeah,
for real. At least I'm not trying to do it.
Can you imagine if, like, you know, like a millennial or Gen Z was president? You know what I mean? Like somebody our age, and they were like, "Guys, this is fucked."
He's like, he's like, "Hey, guys, no cap. This no is cap. Crazy. No cap."
Again, getting serious.
It's like the whatever the pressing political issue, like the war on Ukraine, is like on the TV, and they just have like their little YouTube box below, like reacting to it. That's the president.
They're doing a TikTok dance. Yeah, like, wow, this is crazy.
Whoa.
But like,
and then they were like,
actually getting serious a little bit about it is like, yeah, we make jokes. I do actually feel bad for Biden though, because he's so like, I feel like he's like dead. So mentally gone, right. And like. They're just like he's trying his best out there, and like they're just shoving. They're probably just shoving him full of drugs to like keep him upright.
Man. Well, I think
like,
that's every president.
It's sad because like if that was my grandfather, I'd feel so bad for him.
Oh,
because
for sure.
I think he's being abused. In that
I think every. I think one every president, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, no matter what they did, no matter what they're going to do, whatever it is, they are put on the world stage. So whatever they say, as like insignificant as it is taken way out of context. I'm not saying Biden's good. I'm not saying Biden's
Jiden.
Bad.
Jiden.
Jiden. But Jiden.
Why did I go into...
Yeah, you went Schwarzenegger.
But Jiden. Hey, I'm just letting everyone know that me and Nate have been drinking. Tyler has been drinking water and ate
Obama.
An orange.
Obama. I love Obama.
It's President Rump. That's my name.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I don't know how we can hear 250 million light years away. I think it's a hoax.
Wow. Yeah, you pivoted real
fast. I think we should just, for the meme, just send out, like, recordings of Joe Biden.
Speaking of people saying things funny.
Yeah.
I went to McDonald's, like, the other day. I was on my way to, like, an out-of-state thing I had to go to for work.
Yeah.
And I stopped by McDonald's because I was hungry and I am poor. And so I was like, ooh, let's get two McChickens because that's cheap. So I ordered my two McChickens.
$8.
First of all, it was a very slow drive-thru.
It's McDonald's, of
which
course.
Which is fine.
You're acting
which
like you're
fine.
Walking into Chick-fil-A.
But yeah, dude, yeah. I get to the window. I'd paid and I get to the window to get my food. And this dude in like long hair comes to the window and he goes, you had dos McChickens?
did you respond with it's L McChickens?
But it was like surfer dude vibes, like, oh, you have dos McChickens, and I was like, yeah. He goes, have a good one.
Dude, it's like you're back in California again.
I pulled away and I was busting out laughing to myself in my car. I was like, that was worth the wait.
Dude,
like, that was the funniest McDonald's transaction I've ever had.
Okay, so
shout out to you,
one,
man.
Okay, half of the one reason why Chick-fil-A is like one of the best things in the world is because of the service you get and like the politeness of the people
I
there.
Hate my pleasure, but we're not going to get into it.
Well, that's a different thing. I'm saying like as speedy as it is, no matter how big the line is, you're in there in and out in like less than 10 minutes.
But they
plus,
don't say
plus
you
Chick-fil-A
got dos McChickens.
I would get rid of I would not care how bad the
legal
service
aged Chick-fil-A girls are hot.
You didn't have to specify that.
Okay. The look you gave me made
hey, man.
Me think
hey,
maybe
hey,
I should.
Jack. Hey. All right, Corn Pop. Anyways.
Or the interview with Joe Biden where he's like, how old are you? 12? You got to see me after this speech. Have you seen that?
No.
He's like giving a speech and there's like a girl on the front row and he's like, how old are you? And she's like, 12? You got to see me after this
I
speech.
Think,
I'm like, yo.
I think the people that counsel him on how to speak should definitely say, hey, look, anything about kids right now, don't say anything. Yeah. Anything about ice cream right now, don't say anything. Anything that is a hard to pronounce word, forget about it. Like, it's not good. Anyways, back what I was saying. if I went to a McDonald's as shitty as like their food is, if they just started giving me a comedy routine or like done something stupid like that,
so good.
I'd be okay with eating McDonald's all the time.
Yeah, it was great.
That it's always some lady going, "What you want?"
That reminds me of story I had at work that was pretty funny. Goofy ass motherfucker came in, dude, and I was working like a lunch, which I don't work.
It was
many
goofy.
Of. Yeah, no.
Hi, nice.
So I work at like a some context
how are you
here.
Today, you okay, cool?
Jesus Christ. For some context here, I work at like an American fine dining restaurant, right?
For and it's old the people. Finest.
Yeah.
It's the finest.
But
and I'm dining. I'm like, wow, this is good food.
Yeah, we serve Trump steaks.
That's what the T and the T bone's for.
Yeah.
It's the Trump bone. It's the biggest okay. bone.
Anyway,
we're keeping this. This is
gold.
Staying.
Yeah. Okay, American fine dining, right? Like, you know, we're talking like fillets, seafood, that kind of stuff, right? Have this guy come in, goofy looking dude. He's like 65. He's wearing sunglasses inside, and he's got a tie dye T-shirt on. All right,
sick.
Weird motherfucker. And but he's kind of nice, so I'm like not trying to clown on him too hard, but goofy. He orders, you know, like one of our little steaks. And it comes with like a peppercorn sauce that kind of goes over it, right? And stuff like that.
Wow.
And I come back, I serve the food, everything goes out normal. I come back, check on him. I'm like, hey, you know, how's it going? First of all, he's sitting with a woman who's also like 65. They're both white. Both
and
white
she talked
ladies.
Like Trump. It was crazy.
No. But
what would you like, sir? I'll take the peppercorn steak. And for you, miss, the T-bone.
Is it good? If it's not good, I don't want it. Only the best.
Okay. No, but the woman he's sitting with is wearing a flannel shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with only with a white T-shirt underneath it. Okay. I assume a T-shirt. Some kind of white
This
shirt.
Sounds like an episode
Hold
of Cops.
Hold on. Right. But it's only got the top button buttoned. The rest of them are open. So
Bro,
she's wearing
full
a cholo style.
Full cholo.
65-year-old woman wearing cholo style. I don't know why I got the deal with a, what you want? Yo, what's good?
Hey, how's the filet mignon, fool?
You guys are white. You can't say that.
Yeah.
Bro,
probably not.
Bro, my best friend's Mexican. All right.
Okay.
So that's already funny in itself, but this isn't even the thing. I go up and I ask him how their food is and everything. He's like, yeah, that's great. Blah,
Did
blah,
they
blah,
say
blah.
Muy bien?
No.
Damn.
No, but the guy goes, and I'm probably butchering this word because I don't remember it because it's fucking French. But he goes, can I get some more abajoie? And I was like, what? And he was like, oh, it's French for pepper. And I look down. He has his phone on the table, and it's open, like, on.
To Google Translate.
Google Translate. Pepper from English to French.
He's not in France. Why did
Wait,
you feel the need?
He's not even in a French restaurant. No, we're not. We don't have a single French thing on the menu. It's American fine dining.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I'm like, you want the peppercorn sauce? And he was like, yeah. I was like, okay. I laughed at him. I was like, all right. I just walked off.
Why?
And I was like,
why would you do that?
I can't understand. It's almost like if he wanted to sound like he was official, why leave his phone on the table where I could see that he didn't know that?
She's not even dressed French.
Yeah. He's wearing a tie-dye T-shirt.
You have to wear a beret and a scarf.
He's in tie-dye and, like, shitty jeans and wearing sunglasses inside. I don't know what's wrong with them. Clearly, full-blown, late-stage dementia.
Bro, you need to get
you
your abajoie on.
You should have walked up to him and said, you on Does Make Chickens?
Bro, we don't have abajoie.
I don't know the abajoie, but, like, you can get some...
Oh, but yeah, pepper? Yeah.
Bro, I totally got you, bro. And be like,
well,
bro, and afterwards we can go smoke some abajoie, if you know what I'm saying, bro. Get that skirt. I got pitted.
I feel pretty glonky.
Glonky, bro.
Well, speaking of things we do and don't know in different languages, let's talk about what we do and don't know about movies.
Nice
what?
Transition.
I try.
Wow.
Movie trivia.
Very abajoie of you.
We are... going to be doing movie trivia, and we have a nice little...
Oh, it's a trivia with a twist, huh?
With a twist. That's the sound of a dog collar shaking.
Yeah.
A shock dog nice. Collar that we get to strap around our gullets.
Guys, we don't condone any shocking of dogs unless yeah. they're misbehaving.
Mac only owns this because he's a massive sub and his wife just shocks him during sex.
Dude, she's about to be a dommy mommy.
Are you sure you're not trying nice. Shock therapy?
She's pregnant.
Don't bring your kid into your weird sex life.
I thought this was shock therapy for your dog's back legs. But
No. We gave up on that a long time ago.
Wrap one around each leg and shock
trying
it.
Trying to revive. This is clear.
It's either that or
wake up.
It's either that or pinch his anus so he can.
Oh, yeah. By the way.
Did you hear that on the podcast?
I hear that on
so
the podcast.
So on that episode, yeah. I'm going to give you a little visual of what I was doing at the time.
Oh, I don't need a visual.
So you, like I said, you duck face and then you just pinch the inside of her lip.
Christ.
Like that.
You know what?
You can't unsee that,
Mac,
now.
I got to give you credit. Because
that means I love that dog.
If
not only
yes,
would I not do that for yes. a dog, I wouldn't do that for
wouldn't
any
do that,
of
yeah.
I wouldn't do that for you, Nate. Sorry. Would
yeah.
do it for you, Mac.
If my grandma, if I do that for my grandma, I put her down. If something happened where
we're
going to
talk about
position,
dash cam footage yeah. from running through some buildings. By my grandma's house and just.
And
we got a 20-somethings
like,
white male.
I need help in the bathroom. I'd be like, nah, Grammy, you don't need help anymore. Go see Jesus.
All right. So Tyler's got this thing strapped to himself. I'm guessing he's going first. Let me double check this for you.
I'm just trying to strap it on. I can't. I need help.
Damn, your arms are just
give me your
too
left,
thick.
Left arm.
I'm not doing my left arm. It's closer to my heart.
Yeah, if you go into cardiac arrest because of the shock collar, you're with the two least quality, just the least qualified people I can imagine. Is that
discomfort? All right. How comfortable is how does that hurt?
It's going to.
No, okay. So if you were to have that on your arm for about 10 minutes, would
no,
that,
no.
Okay,
cool. Right. It depends if you shock me or not.
All right, you feel this?
No, please don't.
Oh,
you feel
I'm asking
that.
The questions. God damn it!
You feel that vibration?
No, what is that at? Oh, yeah, I feel it. What is that?
That's just a vibration.
There's a vibration button?
All right, so what I have in my handy-dandy hand right here is the shock controller. Now, what this
does...
Oh,
Nate's asking first. You got to show him how to work it, because Nate's shocking me.
Oh, that's... Nate... No, I'm shocking you.
No.
Nate's
no.
asking.
We decide it's the person who asked, because they have to... If it's wrong, they shock. They don't tell you
no,
it's wrong.
No.
Yeah, okay. That's what we decided.
Okay, and what are we starting on? 40?
Because, Nate, if you're asking me questions,
right. yeah,
you don't want to say
no,
and then I'm anticipating it. You're just going
to
shock me.
This thing starts from power level 20 to power level 120. Now, 20 is like a pinch.
Oh, they said 127.
127. We'll say 120, whatever.
No, it's 127. All right,
127.
That makes a difference.
Maximum.
So starting at 37, and it'll go up 10, and the last one will be 127 on the 10th question.
Right, do you feel this? I'm just kidding.
Don't do this to me. So anyways, so we picked three of our favorite movies
it's
each.
The side one, right? Sorry. Okay.
My list of favorite movies. These are just some of my flaves, and these will sound very familiar to you. The Incredibles, Whiplash, and Inception. And I think Nate might have thrown in a Spider-Man question in there just because.
All right. Let's move into it. Okay. So the first I'm going to ask you, first question is going to be about the movie you probably know the best.
I'm glad I'm going first. I get this over with and just enjoy for the rest of this.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of
this should
I'm
be
not
a
nervous
game
until
show.
It's going to be on me. And
don't
then
shock
I'm
me
while nervous.
Taking a drink with that arm.
He's going to, like, punch himself in the face.
True.
He's only got a
cover
very expensive
himself
MacBook.
In water.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay.
That I know the most about?
Yeah.
I'm going to save the one that I think he knows most about because I think they're hardest questions. I don't care what you do. Go in whatever order you want. Okay.
So
The Incredibles.
I'm going to ask you about The Incredibles first.
I figured.
Question one.
Yep.
Violet in The Incredibles
mm-hmm.
has a crush on a boy.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Tony Reidinger.
Damn.
Fuck. I need to make this.
Tony Reidinger.
All right.
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up, you little one.
Let's make this a little bit harder.
She'd
another name question.
She'd eat if we were having How? Tony Loaf. I can quote that movie, dude.
Okay. Let's see.
Are we at 47
you know.
Now?
Oh, yeah. Let me turn it up. Okay. There's a point in the movie where... Helen
so
calls Dash by his full name.
Okay.
What is Dash's full name?
Dashiell Robert Parr.
Holy crap, dude. These are some... That's a serious...
Okay, fuck me.
I know the scene. I can quote that scene.
All right. So now I'm at 57.
Okay. So far, so good. Two down, eight to go, baby.
At the end of the film,
mm-hmm.
when Syndrome kidnaps Jack-Jack,
mm-hmm.
he transforms into a couple different things.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing he transforms into?
This is a good one. This is really good. First one. Okay. I'm just thinking out loud. Don't shock me yet. I know he turns into like a steel, like lead, just baby. I know he bursts out into flames. I know he turns into a monster. I want to say those are the only three things, so I have to figure out, oh no, does he go into flames on the during that, or is that just during? Oh God. This is very tense.
Get it confused with the Jack-Jack short.
Jack-Jack attack, I think, is the first time he bursts into flames.
I like the voice of the babysitter. Ah, Mrs. Parr. She kind of sounds like Carl from Jimmy Neutron.
I think the steel thing is the second thing he turns into, like the all metal baby. It could be first though.
Oh, I think I know what I would say in this situation, but I'm not going to hint.
Okay,
don't give him any hints. I'm trying to shock this motherfucker.
I think the first one is fire. I think he goes straight fire first.
Final answer.
Yeah,
that's what I.
Damn,
was
Damn, dude, you're
that's
right.
That's what I was going to say.
Fuck. Okay.
Attaboy.
Ah, good for you, buddy. All right,
what question is this on? What is the
answer? The problem is, like, question. I either wait for a yes or I just get.
So what are you on?
Moving on to Inception now.
But what setting are you on now?
Oh, well, that was 57, so now we're at 67, and we're moving to Inception.
Dude, I'm so scared, dude. Because at least, like, I don't know how I've never put this on my bicep.
Yeah.
I don't know how this is going to feel on my bicep.
Right.
I've only held it in my hand and put it on my leg. So, and I don't have a test. Like, it's just going to be bad. Okay, well, the easy ones are out of the way.
Yep. Okay, so.
I'm going to get this wrong.
The very first scene of Inception.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they?
They're in a dream within a dream. It's.
Just give me, like, a location. It can be vague.
It's.
Because it's not specified.
Oh, the very first scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of, okay, you're right. Actually, they're technically in limbo in the first scene. He's washing up on the beach.
Nice. Because
it's a callback to the very end.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I almost said the
Ooh,
dream.
Very nice.
Where it's like in the Japanese style place. But
I'm
going to
get my ass
scene.
Kicked so bad when this All is right. my turn.
We're going up
Four correct. If I can get half of these right, I'll feel good. I just wish it wasn't the first half.
Dude, I'm about to have.
I should have got the first one wrong.
I'm gonna start having heart palpitations when it's my
turn. I'm having them right now, currently.
Okay, so.
What are we at, 77?
77 now.
Ooh.
There we go. Okay.
I hate this so much.
Cobb, mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio's character in Inception, is wanted by the police.
Oh my God.
Why?
Oh my God. You kicked.
I did. I kicked the desk.
I'm really close to the microphone. You kicked the desk and everything shook, including the microphone, and it touched my face and shook, and I thought I was getting shocked.
Hey, listen, when you shock him,
yep.
don't be just touching like the microphone or anything electronic. You might die. Like, take off your headphones. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
You'll be
like,
fine.
Is that a real thing?
Okay. What,
I don't
what
know.
Was the,
right
what was
now,
the question?
Maybe.
What was the question?
Okay. Cobb is wanted by the police at the beginning of the movie. Why?
This is a huge part of the entire story.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured you wouldn't ask this question because it's a pretty pivotal part of the story that I should know. And I don't know if I do. So let me take a guess.
I heard it was
know, because they think that he killed his wife. Duh.
Yeah.
Nice. You're very nice because my questions are not this nice to Mac.
Oh, fuck.
Maybe I got to readjust. No, that's not true. That's not true. Like, the first Incredibles questions, for the movies that you said you really know, they're like that. I wouldn't probably know them, but if you really like the movies, you'll
the
probably
Incredibles
know them.
One, I did get some of those, not all of them.
Are we at 87 now?
Yes.
I've gotten 5 right.
That's good, dude.
Hey, yeah.
This is so anticlimactic. Better give him a good one.
He's looking for new All ones because right. so far.
So, yeah, we're trying to get harder here. There's a character that says a very important line
I'm done.
To Cobb.
I'm done.
And it's I never taught you to be a thief. Who's that character?
Oh, I know this. Shoot.
He says this to Cobb?
Yep.
I know this one.
You can give me the character name or you can give me the actor name. It's fine. Either way.
I never taught you to be a thief.
If he
this is said to Cobb.
Yep.
I'm going to guess. I think this might be wrong. You shouldn't have made it easier on me because I think it's his... I want to say it's his dad, and I don't know his character name, but this could be completely wrong, but I'm just going to guess because it's the only one I can think of. He's played by Michael Caine.
Damn.
He is, and
you
it's
got
his
it.
Father-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah, and I actually said the name by accident. I said Miles. I started to say Miles, and then I switched to Cobb, and I meant to say Cobb.
You shouldn't have let me say the actor name because I don't know his dad's name and his That's father-in-law, fine. So that should have got a shock, but...
That's I will fine. Shock you.
No, please. If you didn't say, I could say the actor name.
Damn, dude, you're doing way better than I thought. I'm not going to do this well.
Neither
at
am I.
All.
Let's go.
Tyler's such a nerd. Why do we
97.
Know
him? Fucking gross, dude.
What is cinephile?
I'm trying to find all my...
You just write all the questions down in your notes?
No. I'm just save tabs.
Oh, I wrote all mine scrolled. Down.
Oh, that's, really? Yeah.
That's why it took me so long.
Okay. This is about Whiplash.
What are we at,
now.
97 or 107?
We're at 97.
Okay. Mm. Whiplash?
Yep.
I talk about this movie way too much. I'm about to get slapped here.
You're about to get some whiplash.
This is
going to
be a tough one. I don't think you're going to get this one, but I got to get
so nervous.
Who is the famous drummer that Miles Teller's character, Andrew, idolizes? That's a good one, right? I don't think he's got it. I'd be super fucking impressed.
Here's the thing. There's a few that they talk about in the movie.
Yep.
But I already know it.
Specific
you know what it is? It's Travis Barker.
MGK.
Dave Grohl.
Why am I blanking? Because I know there's two, and I know the names of both of them. And
Neil Peart.
The one is on the tip of my tongue.
Little drummer boy.
Okay, so I'm talking out loud to make this more interesting for the podcast. I will choose one of these.
Okay.
The two that they talk about in the film. Oh, I just had it in my brain, and now it's gone. This is bad. Charlie Parker is one of them. Because they say, you know why Charlie Parker became famous? Because Joe Jones or whoever it was, I think it was, whatever, threw a symbol at his head. And it's, who is the other one they talk about? I think the only reason I'm thinking Bob Ellis is because in the date scene goes, Bob Ellis on the drums. I'm going to go Charlie Parker. Fuck!
Oh, be quiet, guys. Be quiet, guys.
Okay, that reaction. I do not want to do this.
Did you hold that down?
I
just tapped
it.
You need to just tap it.
Okay.
I should have probably said that. Oh, my gosh. Tyler just did, like, almost a backflip in his chair.
Hey, what was the answer?
Buddy Rich.
That's who I was thinking. Okay. Yeah. I didn't mean Bob Ellis. The first name I thought of was Buddy Rich because he goes Buddy Rich on the drums during his first. He's like, oh, yeah, we got Buddy Rich on the drums before he like loses it on him.
I didn't like hold it down, but I didn't do a really quick button press.
You need to do quick button press next time because if
gotcha.
You hold it down, it is just going to continually zap him.
Yeah, I did like click. You know what I mean? Like,
what do
you
say? Oh, that's because what's his name says J.K. Simmons goes. He said, we got Buddy Rich here. So, but that's the only time I remember him saying that, because every other time they're talking about Charlie Parker.
Yeah, I don't know. This is just IMDb trivia.
I think you're right, though, because I think he listened to the Buddy Rich albums in his room.
Wow.
But so those were the two names I was going to say, and then I blanked and was thinking Bob Ellis for some reason.
It's all right. This is a lot of pressure.
That stinks, because I did have that one in my brain, but I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have said Charlie Parker anyway.
So how many more has he got?
Hey, that sucked.
Now we're up to... That was 97. Now we're at 107.
I might need to change positions, because I don't want to be shocked
in
the same spot.
We've got three questions left, and I'm really
That thing's really
now.
Hard on you. You probably could take it off of, like, a latch.
I'm
like
super scared, because that looks bad. I hate that.
I would say just hold it in your hand, but...
Nope. We committed, dude. I've done it now, so.
Yep.
Fuck me.
He has, like, prongs embedded into him.
Yeah, I think that's just from it sitting there, though.
Yeah. It was tight on you. You got big biceps, brother.
Those fucking massives.
Does that going to leave, like, a burn mark? Because
No, it's not that kind of a taser.
Because I'll be acting.
I got a gig next week.
I can't be having burn marks on my biceps.
Whatever. Can we go to the next question, please? I want to be done.
Is that sweat?
So good.
I'm going to wake up your wife, dude. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not going to lie. That was loud as hell.
Was that 97?
That was 97, yeah. You better get these right.
Bro, dude, my palms are so sweaty right now.
My palms are sweating. I'm just watching this.
I'll go one more arm, and if it's horrible, I might have to put it on my leg. There's a lot of meat on your leg.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's why
I feel like when I have it, I'm going to piss myself. I'm going to get shocked.
We may have to take a little siesta.
Go
pee.
Dude, it's a good thing I didn't have a full bladder, I'll tell you that.
All right, what's the next one?
I'm trying to find it.
Man, it's almost like he should have put it in his notes,
yeah,
like me and you did, Ty.
I should have.
I can't wait to get you back for this, man. I cannot wait.
Well, he's asking me questions.
I can't wait to get you back for this. I'm going to shock you at least once.
I feel like mine are such ballpark questions for you, Nate. I'm so
okay. Okay.
They're easy
compared to that, I feel like.
Dude, come on.
Well, he was complaining that they were too hard, they were too easy. So I was like, "All right, fine, I'll."
They were. I got five or six of them right.
Wait,
of them.
Let
right.
me show you the questions I'm going to ask him while he's looking for this.
Yeah, I will.
And
I'll help you come up with harder ones if they're too easy.
Yeah, because I'm a little worried.
I think we should just.
You should not have a true or false. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, no, I mean it's a 50-50 shot, and it's going to be on his hardest thing, and I don't think he'll know the answer to it.
Oh, that's way too easy. The first question.
Which one? Let me see that.
The first question is way too easy. If they're all, I haven't even read anymore, but if they're all like that, yeah, you got to change them.
Okay, fine.
Can I tell you what your question was going to be?
Sure.
I haven't even seen
the full name.
The name of Leonardo DiCaprio's character.
Oh, Jordan Belfort.
It's the main character. That's like asking who the main character in The Incredibles
is. Yeah, he's right. That is way too easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to look at the other questions. Can you ask me a question? I'd like to be done with this, dude. I hate this.
Who wanted
to do this, by the way?
All right. What movie theater snack?
Stop it.
Does Andrew's dad like in his popcorn?
Raisinets, baby.
Nice.
You're taking pity on me.
I didn't expect you to get that one. That's
all right,
like
two more. So
thing.
We're at 117?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, motherfucker. There's a story in the movie describing an incident in which someone threw a symbol at Charlie Parker. Who is that someone?
Oh, God, because I just talked about this.
Yep.
Final
question, because we're at 127.
No, there's two more. We should be at 117,
okay,
right?
Okay, I guess I'll go down to 117. I'll ask you the Spider-Man one.
You said we had three more.
Yeah.
And then we just did we should have two.
Down and that's where it was.
Yeah, ask me the Spider-Man one last. I'm going to stick with what I thought it was. The first thing that popped in my head is Joe Jones.
That is correct.
Oh, my God. I hate the way you looked at me, dude. Oh, my God. Okay, one more question. Spider-Man. I can't get this one wrong.
All right.
I'm going to get this one wrong.
You're going to hate the Spider-Man question because it... Although, man, you've gotten these other ones so right. I'm like,
the movies I like, dude,
easy.
I know a lot about.
But this comes from Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, dang it.
Here we go.
When Peter witnesses a weapons deal being held and is subsequently attacked by Toomes, who is Michael Keaton's vulture, Tony Stark saves him.
So I don't hit it out of the stand anymore.
Tony Stark saves Peter.
Yes.
But he's not physically there.
Yes.
Where is he?
India.
That's right. Damn.
Oh, get this thing off of me, dude.
Dude, you only got shocked once.
And it sucked.
Oh,
you got off so easy.
I know.
Oh, Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
You want to pause it for a second?
Why am I pausing it?
So you can go over my ballpark questions.
Oh, God. No, you guys can riff for a second. You guys riff.
So how did that feel, having that power in your hand?
Okay, I liked the ability to shock him, although I only got to do it once, which really pissed me off. I really thought I had some, like, I didn't want to make them all hard, but, like, I thought I had some doozies in there for him, and he really fucking just nailed
it. I'm not going to lie. Those are, like, things in
weren't
movies
those,
that
like,
I
and
not.
And I should have got the other one, because that was one of the names I was thinking about. But
like, I really didn't expect it. Like, I feel
all,
so
yeah,
bad
yeah.
now, because I feel like I'm going to miss most of
you
mine.
You should have had more about Spider-Man.
Well,
you should have done more Spider-Man stuff. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you only
have
one.
Really make me feel bad about liking Spider-Man.
Yeah, for real. I mean, it is what it is. And I'm not going to lie. After that, I feel like a lot of the questions, I will say for Wolf of Wall Street, I feel like are very easy because I've never seen that movie. I don't really know what to ask. I couldn't find any trivia for it to steal from.
For clarity, everything that my movies that Mac is asking me are Wolf of Wall Street, Interstellar, and I can't. Lord of the Rings.
You only have 9 questions.
Yeah,
but
I got rid of the first one.
Well, okay.
You said it was dog shit.
Right, but we have to find another one.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying okay. You fill it out. You figure it out.
Whoa.
You know that movie better than I do.
Let's. We don't need super hard questions. I don't want to get shocked.
Hey, it's okay.
I think these are pretty good. There's a couple that are kind of easy, but like there's some that are like
for Interstellar.
Yeah, I think they're good. Especially Interstellar, I think is going
to
be tough
for
him.
I put it back down to 37. It's all yours.
Well, he's going to be doing most of the shocking for you.
I'm going next?
Oh, no, I'll go next.
Yeah, he's got the shock.
Oh, I thought we were doing that because we...
No.
Okay.
No.
We'll have to find another... I'll find one after this.
Yeah.
All right, Mac.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing?
Are you ready for your questions?
In. Nope.
Electroshock.
Why does that matter?
I feel bad. I feel like some might be too hard, but I think Nate thought the same thing. So
all the bad ones out of the way while the...
We did pick our favorite movies, so if they're hard questions, you should know them. This is... You're getting shamed if you don't know these.
No,
so which one is which? Remind me.
Okay, so my favorite movie.
Nope. Which one of these is which of the buttons?
The green on the side.
So this button right here, that is a vibration.
Okay.
This gray on the side, not green.
This is the shock?
That is the shock.
That's gray?
What are the reds? Yeah.
They're programming buttons.
Okay, so this is vibration. Feel that?
Yep.
Okay, and this is shock.
Yep.
I'll tap it as fast as I can.
No, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I went
just
through
tap
it.
Just tap it. That's what you should do.
It's just a press, though.
Well,
I'm tapping it right now, technically.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Okay.
That considering, you only had one shock, so
you're
good.
Okay, so I wanted to wait on the...
it's a lie detector, basically.
Fast and Furious, Back to the Future questions, but I think since
they're... My favorite family movie.
I think since your favorite, I should start with those because it might be easiest for you.
Why? You're supposed to do that, save that for last because it's more embarrassing... That they missed it. That was the whole premise of it.
Oh, I have
right?
11 questions.
I guess.
11?
Yeah, I'll take
last
one.
Last one's bonus.
Oh, so you want to. Oh, so
no,
you, he wants to get off easy and have the hard shocks he knows the answers to.
Yep.
That's the point.
What should I do? Should I do Back to the Future first?
Well, that's how he did it with you.
Yeah, do Back to the Future last.
That's what makes the stakes better.
It's not what he did with me.
Yeah.
He did Incredibles first, and he said he thinks I would know the most about Incredibles he did first.
Right. But I did Spider-Man last.
Fine. I'll wait Back to the Future
whatever,
to the end.
Whatever.
Okay. We're going to start with Aladdin. Okay. Your three movies are Aladdin, the Back to the Futures.
That might be my the one I'll guess the most on. I don't know.
And Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Okay.
Okay. First question. How many wishes does Aladdin use to exit the Cave of Wonders?
He uses a grand total of 0.
That is correct.
But the genie thinks he did, but he got tricked.
Figured you know that one.
I have no idea about this movie.
You've never seen Aladdin?
I must have seen it at some point, but I just don't have, like...
One of the greatest pieces of Disney history ever.
Okay, next.
All right.
This one I think is going to be tough for you. I could be wrong.
Did you turn it up?
No, thank you.
Damn it.
Because I don't know if he'll get this. But
so we're at 47.
I shocked you. He might shock me. literally shocked.
I'm going to be dog shit.
What is Jafar's official title?
The Grand Vizier.
I'll give it to you.
The advisor. He's the advisor
it's
to the thing.
Royal Vizier.
The Royal Vizier.
I'll give that to
whatever.
You.
Whatever.
Ooh.
I thought these would be hard.
Technically, it's advisor.
I wouldn't have given
now
it to
he's
him.
Definitely going to get all these Back to the Future ones, dude.
No,
dang
I'm
it.
Not.
Dang it.
I don't know.
This is so anticlimactic.
All right, turn it up.
Maybe should have saved that one for the for the last crap.
Yeah, these are... okay, turning up. We're at 57.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Question number 3. What does Aladdin give Jasmine... what does Aladdin give Jasmine during the song A Whole New World?
What does he give her?
He gives her something. While during that song, he gives her something.
He hands her something.
Yes.
Let's go. Is it a lotus flower?
A load.
a load.
I'm sorry. You said that. I thought. Huh? What do you guess?
A lotus
what,
flower?
That's your guess?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay. Ooh, that was a little tingly.
Incorrect.
Oh, what did he give her?
An apple.
An apple?
He tosses her an apple at some point during the song. Yep.
I want to tell you something right now.
You think that's incorrect?
I think it's incorrect because it was before the song. Or after it was after
it
the
says
song.
During a whole new world.
I will give. Okay, I'm not going to argue it too much, but
I'm just going off of what I found.
It's technical. Technicality.
He's going to make me look real bad. He's going to keep getting shocked.
Yo,
and just
I
go.
I keep thinking about. I've seen Interstellar like 3 times. It's been a while, dude. I don't remember anything. I'm fucked.
I'm surprised I got all the
Inception
ones.
Oh, I'm just trying to remember all the little things that happened during the song. But all right, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't make me look bad. I mean, I got shocked at 97. That was 57, so it was almost...
No, trust me. There's a big difference.
He's going to be like, ow, on all of them.
But you saw my whole body jump.
Okay, we're doing 4 questions on Aladdin.
Okay.
What did Abu steal from the Cave of Wonders?
What did he steal?
What did Abu steal from the Cave of Wonders?
But are you... Okay. There's a couple ways this go.
Talk through this.
What is the thing?
Let me know when it's your final.
So, what is it? The thing that he stole in order for the Cave of Wonders to start melting, or was it and coming down, or is it the final thing?
Well, what are both of those things? I don't know.
Okay,
because I don't know this movie's good.
So
as
he
well as
stole.
You
do. I have no idea, stole a red ruby. I think it was red. A ruby that makes the cave collapse on them.
Mm-hmm.
But he stole from Jafar the lamp. That was the last
thing he cave?
Took. In the cave. Well, technically, he was like at the mouth of the cave.
That's not in the cave. You're correct. It's Ruby.
Okay, the Ruby. Okay.
It's Ruby.
I'm just saying. He's got sneaky
Turn
fingers.
Turn it up.
Thank you.
Turn up,
I keep
bro.
Forgetting.
A whole new world. So you're gonna shock my testicles.
Okay. We are moving on to Kung Pao.
Enter the fist.
How many moths did Master Tang swallow throughout the movie?
3. What are the odds of that?
I have no. I've never seen this movie. So
no,
I
that's a good question.
Yeah.
3. It's 3. Oh, fuck.
It's wrong.
What? Is it 2 then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was. Oh, he chokes 3 times. It is 2. You're right. Dang,
I don't remember.
I
don't remember.
I just
moths.
Had to keep talking and then shock you when
I
you were
seen
this
gosh. Movie. In- At least 15 years.
Golly, that kind of that kind of made my like heart drop a little bit when you shocked me there.
Fuck,
yeah, I was surprised.
I hate this.
That was 77.
So much.
Like
we're at 87.
My skin's all cold now.
Stop.
Look, I'm alive,
God.
Dude. Okay.
You
next.
Only got shocked once. We don't know if you can survive 127.
You're right, dude. I only did 97.
You know, I was what? Thinking about like I was thinking about if I get shocked on like one of the last questions,
if it makes
pretending that I'm having some serious cardiac arrest or something. Just
if it makes you feel any better, I've done 127 on my leg and I was fine.
Okay,
like it surprised me. But
no,
like,
no, why are you? Why are you gonna make it so easy on him?
Dude,
to be
dude, did
terrified.
You see me freak out at 97?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
hurt. So he's gonna be afraid. Yeah. Okay, only 2 questions on Kung Pao. I didn't know much about it.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
What does the Chosen One call his dog? I feel like this
I think
is,
it's
I like
boy.
It's a fair question.
I think it's here, boy. He just says that.
Final answer?
Fuck.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just asking.
Let's do it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that was
Keep
bad.
That mic close.
What is
Come
it?
Come on. It's just dog.
Oh, dog? Oh, really?
Man.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. He doesn't. Yeah, I guess he doesn't give him a name. I thought it was like, here, boy, that's all he does.
Sorry, that was 88 instead of 87.
Oh, okay.
It went up 1.
That's okay. I'm
okay, now we're at 97.
Ugh, my hand's like, oh, God. Okay.
Nate
Man,
is so
I knew I'd get my ass kicked. Oh, gosh. I feel like I'm doing
this.
So bad right now.
What, have you missed 3 of them so far?
Yeah, I've missed 3.
Yeah.
We only did 6.
I'm not as
we
cool
four.
As Tyler.
Pretty, you've only done 6 so far. You still got
we have 4
more to go.
Ooh.
Okay, we're up back to the
my
future,
hands,
though.
My hands are sweaty, too, now. This is bad. This is like me playing Call of Duty when I was a kid.
Yeah, really.
I don't know. I have 5 down. I need to narrow this down to 4.
You can, you know what?
You can narrow it down later.
Just ask me them all, and just on the last one, just do it again. It's fine.
You're that confident?
I'm not.
No, I'm not that confident. I just like the, you know.
Okay.
Anything.
Idea. I'm not worried about sticking
he
to.
He loves this. He's fucking getting
Shock
off
me
on
harder,
it.
Daddy.
We're not. There's no rules here. This is all for the entertainment. If you
it's
want
just,
me to ask them all,
it's
I'll
just
ask
for
all.
The content.
Okay,
it's just for the content.
Wait.
Let me finish drinking.
Shocks him with drink in hand. Okay, in
spit everywhere.
In
I need another drink.
The
I'm
first
so
in the first Back to the Future. I'll try my best to be specific on which one.
Okay.
As long as it lets me know. Oh, yeah, all these do, I believe. In the first Back to the Future, when Marty and his 1985 family sit down for dinner, what did George, his father, pour into his bowl?
Peanut brittle, brother.
Yeah. Good job.
Freaking like a weirdo.
I would not have gotten that.
Okay, first off, why don't you just eat it like a normal person where you just take a piece, put it in your mouth? Dude's eating it like cereal. What?
Okay.
What a freak.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think I've ever had peanut brittle.
In the first Back to the Future, where, I feel like this is going to be easy.
That was my impression of him.
Where does Marty's brother work?
Oh, shit.
Marty has a brother?
Yeah, he does have a brother.
Where does
he brother
work? Oh, I didn't turn it up.
What are we at?
107. You're one higher than what my highest shock was. Well, my only shock.
Fuck you.
Okay. This one is going to be interesting. His brother.
His brother.
I know it's a shitty job. Like, it's not a good job.
Sure, yeah.
Does make chickens.
So one of two things. He either works at like a car wash or he delivers pizza. That's what my two answers. Okay. Are any of those correct?
I'm not telling you until you
give me an answer. Well, it doesn't matter. I've already laid my ground.
I'm not telling you until you give me an answer because it could be one of those two. And if it's one of those two.
You just shocked me. Thanks.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Ow.
I do it when you least
that
expect
like
it.
Burned.
What was it?
It was Burger King.
Burger King? Really? Yeah. The hell? Product placement.
Put that thing on your muscle, dude.
Oh, that burned.
Yeah, put it up on your muscle. It hurts more.
It then, because my biceps are bigger than yours.
Damn.
All right. We're at 117. Like, you did not like, react nearly as much as me,
I
though.
Think it's because I'm used to the shocking now.
Yeah, dude. You're right, Nate. He's digging his own grave.
But that like felt like someone lit a lighter and put it on my arm.
That's weird, because that's not what it felt like to me. It felt like someone tased me.
Well, the first couple ones, I jumped. You don't remember that?
Okay.
I'm going to go to cardiac arrest.
So technically, you only have two more left, but I'm going to ask you three, because you said you want me to.
I'm okay.
I think you'll get this one. So I'm going to save it. I'll be nice. I'm going to ask you another one that I think is going to be harder for you now and save one of the easier ones for later, since you've been shocked so many times. In Back to the Future 3, what time does Marty agree to a showdown with Buford Tannen?
Oh, no. Is it high noon?
I will give you a guess.
What? No, just shock me.
Not a guess. I was going to give you a hint. Do you want a hint? I'm going to give you a hint. You have one extra question. I'll give you a hint.
Sure.
So Buford Tannen says, I believe when I was looking this up, he says, I usually like to kill my prey or something like that. He's before eating breakfast.
8:25. Fuck. Oh, gosh.
You're close. It was 8 o'clock.
Oh, damn. Fuck. See, I thought they were going to do back the whole thing where they throw back to the same time frame.
Yeah, it was close. Gosh. It was 8 o'clock. He said, I'd prefer 7, but I'll do 8, because I usually like to do it before eating breakfast.
Thank you for being nice and like...
I tried, man. Okay, you got two more, both at 127, because you're sadistic,
this
crazy
is gonna
man.
This
going
to be bad. Oh, goodness.
I think you'll get this one. Doesn't matter, they're both equal. So, what brand of truck is Marty obsessed with?
Oh, Toyota pickup.
Yeah.
It's called the Toyota truck.
Okay, if you get this one, dude... Maybe they say this somewhere in the movie, but this is the hardest question I say.
Wow,
for
what
last.
What a cool 4x4.
I think this is the hardest, unless there's some like weird. Since all the like nerds about Back to the Future just know this weird, interesting fact. In the first Back to the Future, how many days, hours, and minutes did Marty stay in 1955?
Holy shit, that is pretty good. Oh my gosh. Okay.
There's blank days, blank hours, and blank minutes, and you need to get them all correct.
You're the biggest asshole in the world.
Yeah, holy fuck. Do you have any idea?
Do you have any
idea? No, of course not.
Yeah, but you're the Back to the Future guy. You said this is your favorite.
It is my favorite.
He went back in time, dude. That's like the whole part of the movie. You should know how long it was if it's your favorite movie.
All right.
This is what you wanted. You want us to shame each other on our favorite movies.
I'm trying to think. How many days he was... Okay. Jeez. Man, it's not long. I want to say it's a week or less. It's definitely like less than a week. you know what? Let's just do it for the meme. He was there for 6 days, 9 minutes. I'm fucking out. Oh, gosh. Oh. Oh, God.
He's alive. That was 127. He survived. Oh. Good job, Mac. Applause.
What was the...
You got shocked like 5 or 6 times.
I know.
Good on
what
you.
Was? How long was he there?
7 days, 16 hours, and 4 minutes.
I knew it was around
Jesus
a week.
Jesus Christ. I'm so nervous.
Oh, goodness. Should have held on there a little longer.
You told me to go fast, dude.
No, it was fine.
I deserved a longer shock since I only got one because, mine made me writhe. Dude, if yours was double that length, even just double, it was like, which is what Nate did, you would have been flipping out in your chair like I did, dude.
Whew.
That's a hard question. I would have not. I've never even. I've never
you
even
better
thought
remember.
About that.
You better remember.
I better remember. I'm not
for
a
next
true
time. 7 days. 16 hours.
I was expecting you to ask me, like, hey, what's on the license plate of the DeLorean since you asked a license? You were talking about license plates earlier.
Do you have to put it on the same spot you guys did?
Which
where
I do know that
it?
It's out of time. Out of time.
Your leg would be the easiest.
I got this part of my leg sticking out right here. I'm wearing a long. It'd be hard for me to.
Here, I'll help set you up, brother.
Yeah, it's got to be skin to skin. I will say, when I did on my leg, it wasn't skin to skin.
Skin to skin right there, yeah.
I don't think that's going to fit, is it?
Yeah.
Sure, you can pick. Hey, man. We'll be nice to you. Ugh, all right.
Now that it's there, I don't even know if it's better, dude. I hate it.
I put it like around the thick part of my thigh, as thick as I could get it. But we're gonna do this again when we start doing video podcasts for sure, dude.
I'm never doing this shit again.
You don't know. It could
okay,
be
give
not
me
bad.
It, give me it, give me
hold
it,
on,
brother.
Let me turn it down to 37.
Did you fill out that question? Did we? Yeah, we did. We did. Okay.
Fuck.
All right, ladies and gents.
As much as I want to, so bad.
You weren't given for it. He just put his fist towards me, just talking to me, and I thought he was going for a fist bump.
Like, look, as much as I really want to shock Nate, it wouldn't be fair. I got to do all the shocks on you and vice versa. I'll let you do all of them. I want to so bad, but I'll have to be here for commentary.
Hopefully I never get shocked. Hopefully I get them all right. But there's no shot.
No shot.
No fucking shot.
No shot.
I picked the worst movies. Oh, God.
You were too nice to me in Inception. I'm surprised. I figured you were going to want to shock me and just be mean.
What order am I doing?
I thought I was doing pretty good. I don't know.
So I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to do it in order of...
I kind of hope I get shocked early on so I like kind of know.
Yeah, I did too, because 97 as a start wasn't fun.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to do this in order of...
You should save the one you think he'll know most about for the end.
Yeah.
Which I did that
Wolf,
for
you,
even though
right?
You didn't really do
no,
it.
No, I probably... Lord of the Rings.
Okay, so I'll do Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Then Interstellar.
Interstellar, I probably know the least. I don't know, dog.
Do Wolf, Interstellar, and then, yeah. We want some hard ones in the middle. We want all the hard ones at the beginning.
Wolf, Interstellar, and then Lord. Okay.
God, give me strength.
Starting off with Wolf of Wall Street.
I'm just
at
one of the
150. I turned it up to 11. All right,
I turned it up. I said, "Wow, that's
I've never like really experienced electricity. I don't know what
electricity.
It's like." Yeah, I've never
you've
been
never
really
actually
shocked
stuck your
by...
like finger in an outlet or anything.
No, what was that?
That was a vibration. That was a vibration.
I hate it.
Does that make you feel good?
No.
Ooh, yeah,
dude, my dick is receding into me, dog.
But it's vibrating. All right, okay, Wolf of Wall Street.
I said, "Wow, I like vibrations."
Here's an easy one. Here's probably the easiest question that I have for you.
Okay,
why did Leo's character and Margot Robbie's character split in the movie? Why did they break up? There's a big fight scene. Why?
Oh, he says the name of another woman in his sleep. She believes he's cheating on her.
What? I believe him. I don't know. You don't have the answer down there.
I've never seen this movie. I watched the scene, and so maybe there was stuff that happened before. I'll give that to you.
Okay. What did you think it was?
Does it
I
not
thought it was
have
because of
listed?
His coke addiction and how he was treating her.
Oh, God, no. She didn't care
about okay,
that.
Man, I fucked up. I should have just looked up trivia questions, Dan.
You
I just
did.
Seen the scene. Oh, well, yeah, later.
For all the other ones.
Oh, later. All right, cool.
Wait, then how did you even know they broke up?
Because I saw the fight scene, and it was because he was doing coke and shit.
Oh, okay.
The thing they were arguing about at the time was him doing drugs and then the kids and all that stuff.
Yeah, it starts out because of the first thing she brings up is I can't remember the name that he's calling out, but it's the name of like
some other lady.
Yeah.
Well, that's man, internet sucks. Don't believe everything you see on the internet.
Well, I'm sorry if I shocked you for an incorrect.
Because
answer.
You know what, we didn't go to the moon. All right, it's not real. All right, here's the next one. A real question that I do know the answer to. This movie was banned in 5 countries.
Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck? I don't know the 5 countries.
Can you name every... No, I'm kidding. That's not the question.
Fuck. I was like, that's production shit. Come on, man.
This is,
we're trying to get you to get one wrong at the game.
This one makes sense.
He's gripping that chair so hard.
Why was it banned?
Oh.
That's why a lot of movies are banned. That's a hint.
Okay. Well, the movie has rough language... Sexual
dude, that's vibrations.
I know.
Okay.
I'm vibrated me?
Yeah, I just vibrated.
Don't do that, dude. My brain didn't work for a second. I'm so scared.
But you got to give me an answer. I know you're talking it out right now.
Yeah.
Talking it out.
Okay.
I'll let you know when it's a final answer.
The only thing that's really in the movie is sex and, drugs. Sex, drugs, and language.
What's the thing?
It got banned. It's not because of language. That wouldn't make any sense. Can I know the countries it's banned in?
I don't remember. I didn't write that part down.
Gotcha.
One of them's China.
Oh.
Is it? Are you
yeah,
just
I think it's
that.
Like one of them is China or something like that.
The sex in it's not that raunchy. I mean, the nudity, you know what I mean? It doesn't really have anything like too crazy in it. So I'm going to say drug use.
Is that your final answer?
Fuck, dude, I don't know.
Is that your final answer?
He said he's going to say. I feel like that'd be fine.
Yeah, that's my final answer.
Wow.
God, okay.
It was high sexual content.
Fuck! That's crazy. It wasn't
hey, you're, there, you're in there. You're in there. Those are the main things.
The worst part is him doing
blow.
Coke out of the hooker's ass at the very beginning.
How did that feel?
That's sexual.
Though. Okay, it wasn't that bad.
What
wasn't
are we
that
on,
bad.
Though?
57?
That was 47?
That was 37.
You didn't push it up.
Oh, whoops.
You got real lucky.
Man, woo. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to do
that. That was your second
40.
Question, right?
There
God.
You go.
That was your second question, right?
That was the second question.
So we're on 57.
Now we're on 57.
Okay.
I gave him an additional mini one. It.
Yeah, you didn't need to do that, but.
No, it's okay.
I hate this.
All right. This is another tech question, but I think it's a pretty obvious one. See.
Still Wolf of Wall Street. This is the last.
It's still Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. Who suggested that Margot Robbie be nude in her nude scene instead of the original scripted scene of her?
Margot
in a
Robbie
robe?
Did.
Bingo.
Yep. Good job.
He knows a lot about that scene. That's crazy.
Two of the three questions were about that scene. That's crazy.
All right.
Actually, they're all
pretty
about
much
sex
all
too.
Of them are. Yeah.
Now we're cranking it up to 67. And we are on Interstellar questions.
Fuck, I'm fucked. Why did I pick this movie?
Hey, it's all right. This is an easy one. Why does Murphy dislike her name? Even I knew this one, and I think that's an eh movie. I think it's good, but it's like, yeah, not my favorite.
Oh, God. Oh. Okay. All right.
Here's a hint.
Don't
it's
give
not,
him a hint.
It's
Don't
not
give
because
a hint.
Her dad liked Eddie Murphy. It's not that.
Thanks, man.
Because
everybody talked to her like Donkey from Shrek.
Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow.
Okay, here's the thing. The quicker I say any kind of answer, the quicker I get shocked.
That's true.
But if you say the right answer.
I might let Tyler shock you on this
one. You don't
one.
Get
Stop
shocked.
It. Don't even think about it. God. No.
I know the right answer, so you can give it to me. I said I'd let you, but if you hand it over, I
Stop
will shock
it.
Him happily.
Mac, please.
I will let you shock him on the last answer.
Ooh. No, come on. Okay.
This is something that we've talked about doing, something like this, shock collar funny stuff, for our entire friendship,
good.
So I got to get one shock in there, right?
All right.
The only thing I can think
need
of.
Need your answers.
Is that. I hate it.
Is that what? I'll let you say final answer. So just talk through it.
Don't ask him if it's final answer. Just let him say it.
The obvious thing is like maybe it's like kind of a boy's name or something like that. But that's too obvious.
Okay.
And I feel like if I remember correctly, she's named Murphy after like somebody else, like some important fucking I don't know, astronaut scientist. I don't fucking know. I don't like how you're holding it.
What's your final answer?
I know.
She
doesn't like who she's named after. Final answer. Fuck!
Yeah, she doesn't like it, but that's obvious.
Okay, I'm all right.
She's named after Murphy's Law. It says anything can happen, will.
I knew it was something sciencey. I'm not into.
I didn't even look that one up. I just knew that one. All right. Okay, here's another one.
God, this thing sucks.
Did you bump it up?
Bumping it up to 77.
Yeah, I deserve that. I reminded him. What? No, that was for
77 already?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 67. We're on number question
we're on five.
Five
already?
Yeah.
Okay. What is...
How many have I missed? Two?
Two.
Okay.
What is the name of Coop's robot? Big square robot Lego.
I know
Roblox
it.
Man.
Oh. Okay, I'm not.
I thought this was
yet.
Easy, and I was
but
like, "Yeah,
this
you
is
can
like,
do it." It was pretty easy.
Taurus, or it's like something along those lines. Fuck.
Would you rather say it or spell it? I'll give you a hint. It does like it's one of those things where each letter stands for something. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah,
It's one of those kind of. It's an acronym.
I'm so close. It's like TARS, or it's like it's four letters. I'm like so sure.
Don't look at me.
Oh, boys and girls, if you could see his face.
You just got to commit to what you think you know, man.
If you say it with confidence, I just might say yeah. Who knows? Or not.
Fuck, dude.
Sell me on it.
I'm trying to remember. This sucks. I hate it so much.
Why don't you think of Matthew McConaughey saying it? All right, we got to go to this place.
Get back to the shit.
Fucking movie.
Yeah.
Murph, come on, Murph. Don't look at corn so much or wheat or whatever the hell you're... Stop being a farmer, be in space. All right.
All right. All right. All right.
A little bit of molasses coming out of your mouth.
Fuck.
All right, ready? You got to answer it in 5 seconds.
Okay.
Five.
Okay.
Four.
Just give him... Let him breathe. Let him breathe. Just go with what you're thinking.
Just
okay.
What's
yeah,
on your heart?
It's like TARS.
It is TARS.
You're right.
Oh, fuck me.
It's TARS.
Oh,
man, I was like,
said that a long
it.
Time ago.
Just say it. You've already said it. All right.
I'm so nervous. I'm questioning everything.
This one, I think you're gonna get wrong. And I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, me too.
Is this 97
now? Right, we're going up to 87.
Okay.
Oh, that's 90.
Is this still Interstellar?
This is the last Interstellar question.
So is this question 7?
It's question 7. All right.
This is question 6. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. 70.
All right.
Because you have 4 on Lord of the Rings. Yep. You said he thought it was your
best.
So we did 4 on that.
All right. So you remember when they're on that water planet with all the waves and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty sick, right? Anyways, so when Coop, Brand, and Case get back on board their ship,
you're gonna
how long has Romley been waiting for them? Not on their time.
Right.
I think that's how you say it.
From his
yep.
point of perspective, right?
He's old man.
Shit. I know it's been decades.
Hey, I'll give you a hint.
More than 10,
yes.
Less than 40.
Yes.
We will give you that. It is more than 10 and
is
less
it
than
is 40. Decades, plural.
So more than 10, less than 40.
No, well, a decade is 10 years.
Right.
So
plural. I guess it's technically
so
20
it's multiple
or more.
Of 10.
So it's
20
or
more
and less than 40. That's pretty nice of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of already knew that because I said
it's all those 20 other digits in there. That's tough to guess between.
I'm trying to remember if it was a good round number like 20 or if it was like
nice
something
and round. Good round number.
Yeah, I also remember that. Or if it's something weird like
I like my numbers when they're round
or something. Fuck.
Okay, it's not 18. We said it's more than 20.
More than
less than 40.
Oh, you said
because
more
we said it's decades.
Okay, gotcha.
It's at least 20.
So we said it's at least 20 and less than 40. Dude, if he guessed 18, I would have turned that up to 127.
I know.
Damn.
Not paying attention.
Don't be a doofenshmirtz. Come on now. People at home, this man is thinking so hard.
So hard.
There's no way it's 30, though. That's so much.
Doesn't he have gray hair in that, I think? I think he does have, he gets gray hair.
I'm trying to remember because if I remember correctly, on the planet, it's like, to Earth's perspective, it's every...
Bro, he's about to bring out a compass and like a calculator.
It has, I'm pretty sure it works in intervals of seven. Like every 7 minutes on the planet is a year back home. Something along that. So, God.
So you think they were down there for exactly to the minute? Because that could mess things up too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck.
Nate's really procrastinating this. I thought I took a while on some of my answers.
It's just going to make it worse. If I was him, I would just
go with my gut. I like talked it out and then I just guessed because I was like, it's over at this point if I can't. Like,
go for it and be confident in yourself. You can do it.
That was a nice round.
Should we narrow it down to 10 years for him? That's still a lot of numbers to guess from.
I know it's
like
less
between
than 30.
This and this. Yeah.
It's between 20 and 30.
Correct.
Yeah, yes. I know. Okay. It's just there's a lot of numbers there. Oh, God.
You know what? I'll give him one more hint just to speed this up.
Oh, God. You're being way too nice.
It's not an even number.
That's really nice of him.
That is. I just cut all your answers in half.
Extremely nice of him.
Come on, Nate. Come on.
I asked Mac to give me days, hours, and numbers with not giving him any, like...
That was fucked. That
was last question. You get no remorse on the last question.
Yeah,
dude.
For real. That was extra credit.
It's been 21 years. Go. Just fucking... Oh, God.
Yeah, that was
wasn't
wrong.
Even that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was 23 years.
Damn it. That was my second guess.
Yeah, of course, if you're going from the lowest to the highest. All right. On to Lord of the Rings. All right, brother.
You know which one we're asking last?
No...
You want to do that one last? I think that one needs to be last.
Yeah, and he gets no remorse.
We were going to help him on that. We're not anymore.
I can't remember how to say this guy's name, but I'll try to do it my best.
Let me hold that.
Viggo Mortensen?
I want to get one. Just let me get one shot in. Okay, I changed him. I said I'd be fair. I'm not being fair. I want to get one in. We don't know which one he's going to get wrong, so I have to just hold it until then.
I have to start from the easiest one, though.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened to King Theoden when... Is that how you say Theoden? Theoden?
Theoden.
Well, that's Theoden. How they say it. Theoden.
Yeah. Theoden.
Which, what caused his appearance to look much older and him to not act like himself?
Okay, so he was corrupted by
what? Wait, why would you say? What were you saying?
Listen. I'm just chilling, bro. He's talking.
Yeah,
I'm not that
just
mean.
Talking out, all right? I'm not, he was corrupted.
Did you turn it up?
By Sauron.
No, I did not. By the way, people, you're on 97.
Okay, so I can't remember his name. Fucking rat face motherfucker.
His name is Wormtongue.
Ah, thank you. Yeah,
by the way, Wormtongue. I guess I'm more of a Lord of the Rings fan.
Nate, you're really bad at this trivia.
Dude,
there.
I don't know why I picked. I wasn't worried about this.
If you keep going on this path, you're going to get my axe, brother.
Okay, so answer.
I'm trying to remember exactly why. Because obviously...
That's a very specific answer. If it doesn't have to be so specific. I'll let you be the judge
of
that time.
Wormtongue, like, poisoned him? Like, or if he just... Oh, fuck. God, it's like my brain doesn't even work.
Re-ask the question for me.
Okay. What happened to King Theoden that caused...
Theoden. Yeah.
Whatever, right, dude.
That caused his appearance to look much older and for him to not act like himself.
Yeah, I always just thought he was.
What was the cause
of
it?
Let him finish his sentence. What were you saying?
I always thought he was just corrupted by Sauron, but I'm trying to, like through Wormtongue, Sauron through Saruman, and then through Wormtongue was corrupting King Théoden, right, to be like a shitty leader of Rohan.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. What is it? What does it specifically say?
It's a spell from Saruman.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very, it was very generic. No, I'm holding it until I get one.
You're holding
that's what we said, right?
One? Okay. That's not what I said, but that's fine.
Fine, dude. Take it.
I
don't take pleasure in killing.
Dude, I
got to
do it once.
You.
I'm sorry.
All right. I'm overthinking everything because I'm like, well, was there a scene in which like he gave him some little like fucking special flower and like?
No,
yeah,
it's through a spell. His wizardry.
A fish of them.
All right, next one.
107.
What is Bilbo's relation to Frodo?
Okay, I'm 99% sure that Bilbo is Frodo's uncle.
I don't know if you're talking or I'm just waiting for confirmation.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. He's not like his dad.
Correct.
But they are,
I'll say that.
They
yes,
are.
They
are both Baggins. So yeah, answer uncle finalizer. That
there
made
you
me
go.
Fucking
second cousin.
Second cousin. Fuck, really?
Yeah.
Turn that up.
There
what
you
the
go.
Fuck? He's so much older than him.
All right, here
that
we
was
go.
107.
Like so much older than. Okay,
yeah, I know.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, he's very. They're hobbits, brother.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta. All right,
and
here we go.
They live a long time, but not as long as Bilbo.
I feel bad because I feel like these last two are extremely hard.
Fuck.
I'm kind of an awful person.
Yeah.
I didn't go, boop, I went, beep. I held it for like 1.5
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah,
because
I had a muscle spasm that time, which
let's
I haven't
go.
Had.
That was payback, dude.
All right, here we go. What marks the end of the third age? If y'all could see his face, he just rolled his eyes at me.
Fuck me.
I thought you'd do better on these.
I know. I don't know why I chose this. I do love the movies, but like I'm not a big fucking lore guy, you know what
you
I mean?
Want to
like,
know how I decided that these were good aside from one of the ones that he put in.
I'm
put
so
up,
sorry
is
for the
because
one I chose.
I didn't know them.
Fantastic.
Other than the Saruman one. I knew that.
Okay,
one.
I'm trying to figure out if there's another age because it has to the end of the third age has to either be it has to be Sauron's defeat either the first time by when he, you know, when the ring, well, the first time, like before Fellowship and all that stuff, like in that little opening thing where they show where Aragorn's like great whatever fucking defeats him and takes the ring.
Okay.
And they're supposed to, him and Elrond are supposed to cast it into the fire and they don't. Elrond's like, cast it into the fire, do it. And he's like, no.
No, I don't
it's either
think
that
so.
Or the third age doesn't end until the end of. Return of the King, like way
like after,
after,
the, like after
like,
the ring is destroyed.
After, well, yeah, like even later, like after Aragorn and all that kind of different shit.
Okay.
So
what do you think? In your heart of hearts, in your soul, what do you believe to be true?
Okay, I might regret this, but I don't think because I think after the third age is when you get into like all the Silmarillion shit. Which is like way later. So like I think it ends not when the ring is finally destroyed, but when Aragorn finally dies and isn't king anymore.
Is this your final answer?
Final answer. Fucking God, fuck.
I tried to give you a hint, dude.
Man.
It
was
when the ring was destroyed.
Damn it. God, I knew I was gonna regret it.
Yep. All right. Now we're on to the final.
Good luck.
And hardest question.
Good luck.
This is the hardest one, and I would never have guessed this.
Fuck.
But
I need to stop.
You know, if you've been
things.
Watching,
clearly, obviously, it was when the wingers. I need to stop overthinking everything.
Yeah,
I know. You need to just go what you think of first.
Yeah.
Have you been watching? You know, any of the show that's been going on, or any of
he might know this actually. I don't know. I wouldn't know this,
what?
But he might know this.
Oh, the Lord of the Rings TV show. I like started it and stopped.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens here.
Oh God.
Well, it's not specific to that, but they re-mention it in this.
That makes me feel better.
They
about
re-mention
this, that he
it.
Might know that. Okay. Cool.
Fuck. It's gonna be some Galadriel bullshit.
No.
So
it's
in
pre-
Lord
it's
of the Rings,
very okay. general, like. But
okay.
How many rings of power were made? Not only do you need to list how many.
Oh, no.
But.
Who all they went to?
Not their names, but.
Well, you can
races.
Say what they are. You can say
how
what
many,
the races are.
How many went to elves? How many went to dwarves? And
fuck.
How many went to men?
So it's men, dwarves, and elves.
It's nine rings.
I don't know.
Go back to the. You found that. Bring that back up because.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure what's written on there is correct. Let him talk it through. I'm pretty sure what's on there.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this.
I could have sworn it was 9. Is it 7? Fuck.
I'm not saying anything.
I know. I really thought it was 9, but that face.
Yeah, that is correct.
Motherfucker.
No, it's not. Oh. Do your math.
Oh, okay, hold on. So give me a second.
We're gonna. How about this?
No. He's got to guess that.
Let him guess that. Hold on. Stand by. Because the answer we have written down might be different.
Yeah.
Than what the actual answer is. I could have just almost shocked you for no reason.
Well, honestly, I'm gonna go with 9 rings anyway. So if it's not 9 rings and it's
but you have total? To you have to remember
yeah, 9 rings total.
But you have to say for how many for each.
I know. I just but if I get that wrong off the bat, might as well fucking go ahead and go.
Hold on.
Oh my god, you're killing me.
You hate this, don't you?
You're fucking.
I hate this because I really want to get them.
I really want to get them on 120.
I
want to
get
them
good.
How is this hard to look up? Just fucking Google how many rings of power
because
there are.
I know. It really shouldn't be that hard.
Look
okay.
Up, describe the rings of power. I don't know.
Okay. So I know that.
That is correct, which means there's those two.
Okay.
So. Okay. We have that answer. So you said you're guessing that the total is 9?
I'm guessing that the total is 9 before I even guess the rest of them. But
okay.
Fuck, devil got me.
Oh, sorry.
Bitch.
Sorry.
Fuck. All
right, so when I looked up the trivia, it said 9 to men, 7 to dwarves, and 3 to
elves.
Oh, whoa, 19?
That's what it says. But then I looked it up and it says there's only 16 made.
All right, you better
regardless,
get off or I'm going
to
do it again.
To men and there are more. Please. There's 9 to men and then there are more. So I know it's not total 9. And give me different answers for some reason.
Get off me! Oh, you did it at the very end, didn't you?
Well, I did it at 20.
Okay, yeah, it didn't feel... I didn't know if it had a good connection or not.
Well, I don't know if you guys are willing to do this. I am, even if I'll just do a whole round by myself, since you guys got shocked more if you want. I want to do a speed round. I wanted to do a speed round of the bad movie questions.
Okay.
It's 3 questions
each.
We don't have to.
Let's do it. All right.
For everyone, I'll at least do it. If no one else wants to, I'll do it.
I'm not doing that shit again. Fuck that.
All right, you get to do it this time.
All right. We're bumping alive. Up to 127.
Yep, 127 for all 3 of these. Do you have the...
Yeah.
What it's for...
Captain Marvel, baby.
I'm not putting it on. I'm just going to hold it here.
Wait, the Captain Marvel is one of your least favorite movies? Who would have thought?
I'm doing this because I know Nate really is upset now, and he will hold that button down. So I'm just doing this. I'm not strapping it to my arm.
No, I'm not upset. What are you talking about?
Oh, wow.
All right. The famous cat... In mm-hmm. Captain Marvel, who scratches Nick Fury's eye,
mm-hmm.
He's named after a Top Gun character.
Yeah, Goose.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I think that one was pretty
good. I've watched this movie once fucking...
Unfortunately, I've seen it more than
that. It's because we love Top Gun.
And also, it's Top Gun, so...
Yeah, but there's other ones it could have been.
All right, Quail. Whatever.
All right, I escaped one of them.
All right, what's the name of the person that the Supreme Intelligence... takes the form of?
Technically, it is... I'm talking it out. Don't you do this to me. Technically, it's... don't do this to me. I know that even if the first thing I say, you're going to shock you, even though I'm saying
no,
I'm talking
I'm not,
it out.
I'm not. I got to figure out.
Technically, the form that the Supreme Intelligence takes,
mm-hmm.
It's her flight-like instructor or whatever, and technically that's Mar-Vell.
I'm picky out.
Not the name I'm looking for.
Yeah, I know. This movie sucks, dude. Shock me. Oh, God. I hate that anticipation, dude.
Jeez, man.
I waited so long.
That's pretty good.
What is it?
I think
Wendy
we all...
Larson.
Dude, get out of
cares.
Here.
Who cares?
Yeah. Who cares? What the heck? Are you sure that's not the actress?
Brie Larson. All right, give me one more. Come on. Right. Come on. Come on.
Why does Captain Marvel suck so bad?
All Man. Why are you waiting? Dude?
Why does it take so long?
The anticipation is killing me. My
Wendy
hands
Larson
are sweaty.
Is a scientist who works on the faster than light engine or whatever the fuck they're
light speed engine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the movie. And it has a code name, Project What?
Oh, I know this.
You know this?
Yeah. But Tyler, I guess, doesn't.
Dude, I hate this movie.
Oh, no.
Project.
Is it this?
Final answer. Project. Gotta go fast.
Sonic.
Wait. All right.
Please shock me, dude. I said final answer. Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
I have no idea. Please do it. Please.
Got him.
I said final answer on purpose to get it over with.
I knew it.
Dude, I'm sweating.
I'm about to knock this out of the park.
You want Captain Marvel questions?
No, no. Give it to me. Your movie you hate was Divergent. I have questions for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't give you a question.
Oh, I'll find some for him. Don't you worry. He's doing it again.
No, I'm not.
No, he is.
No.
He is. Okay.
You said I didn't have to.
No, you do. I lied. Okay. What faction does our main character Beatrice come from?
Oh, dude. I know this. It is
she diverges.
Shut up. Wait, are you talking about the original one, or are you talking about what she becomes?
Where she came from, so the first one.
Oh, the shitty faction.
Mm-hmm.
Go. That's what I'm calling it. Oh, gosh.
Oh. Abnegation. I'm sorry, abnegation.
I know,
speak.
Like, two of the factions, including Divergent.
What is the character called. Four? He goes by the name Four, but what is his real name?
Five.
His wow. I'm just trying to think about how much is going to hurt when he shocks me.
Yep.
About that bad. Tobias.
Maybe grunt a little bit. Tobias. All
right. Yeah, I've got red marks on my leg from the fucking things.
Yeah.
When you choose a new faction, you can change your name. What does Beatrice change her name to when she chooses her new faction?
Oh.
We don't know any of
this. This is the name she goes by in almost the entire movie and book because she changes her name very close to the beginning, right after she gets into
I
a new faction.
I should know this.
But I don't.
Oh, gosh. Go. Stop laughing. Just do it.
It's Triss. She just shortens Beatrice to Triss.
Oh, nice. Gosh.
I was like about to go full Joker. Hit me. Come on. I want you to do it.
Give it to him.
Oh, I'm done.
Come on.
Oh, dude, I'm done.
Come on.
Don't be a pansy.
Come on.
All right. At least it's Last
What's
Jedi.
What's your movie?
Then I'll let him do
The Last Jedi?
Yeah.
Yep. I'll ask the questions. You can shock because we haven't looked them up because you didn't look them up.
And you're faster at this stuff than me. You're such a...
I feel like you might be good at this.
I know. I have seen this movie a few times.
Too many.
What Stars. Did J.J. Abrams wear on the last day of film?
Well, he didn't.
That's wrong.
Wrong.
He didn't film the movie. It was Rian Johnson. So
okay.
Oh, it was?
What planet? That's what it is. What planet is the Resistance evacuating at the beginning of the Last
God
Jedi?
Should I just vibrate it every once in a while just to mess with them?
Stop! No, please.
I put it on your arm, dude. Oh no, you got to get skin. Yeah. Could you imagine doing
on
this
on
our
neck? Bust a blood vessel, brother.
I don't want to play.
Put it back.
Put it on.
Put it back.
God.
Hey, if you want to know something, I wouldn't have been able to guess this.
Put it on. Come on. Make a guess, dude. Right, it's Tatooine.
I haven't guessed yet. I'm going to figure this out.
Here's a hint.
Here's a hint.
It doesn't show up anywhere else in Star Wars.
Never, dude.
Okay. This is the planet they're evacuating at the beginning, so it's the one that they have to leave at the end of Force Awakens.
Following their successful operation to destroy Starkiller Base, Resistance fighters are attempting to evacuate blank when General Hux arrives with the First Order starships.
That's a good
to
movie
them.
Crawl announcement. That's good. What do you think? Just throw out a Star Wars.
This is a fucking Star Wars-y named planet.
Yeah, just
know?
Make it up. You might make it.
I'm gonna channel my George. See, the problem with it not being strapped down, I really just want to pull it back off, dude. I can't.
Well, I have a question. Like, what are you doing? Put it back on your leg.
He's gonna.
I fucking hate this.
He doesn't know how to play this game.
He doesn't know how to play
this game. I have a question. I'll put it back and you're going to shock me.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I'm not.
I hate it.
Fingers off the button.
Your other finger's on it now.
The other one's near it. Sorry. All right. I've got it off. What do you think it is? I'm just talking to you. What do you think it is?
I'm just talking to you, dude. We're just talking.
Bruh. Just be a little wonky.
I'm going to go over there and hold it down on his leg.
I know. I'm about to put it on his forehead. We all did this.
Come on, dude.
I know, dude.
He got shocked 3 times. I got shocked twice.
See? He's got it on there. Hey, I have a question, though. Do you know it?
No. Oh, God. Fuck. I hate it so much.
Dakar. It's called Dakar.
I have no memory of that whatsoever.
Yep. A lot of people don't, so you're good.
Who pilots the single fighter that confronts the dreadnought Fulminatrix?
Poe Dameron.
Correct.
Thank God.
Good job.
I was giving you a tricky one. I was going to see if you, like,
one
of
your favorite movies.
If you're going to like overthink it or something.
Well, yeah. Been Poe, got none of the Lord of the Rings questions right, but I got these.
Let's see. That's way too easy. That's also too easy. That's also too easy. That's also too easy. Man, that first one
that's
sucked.
Not that bad. That's not bad.
I don't even know which one you're talking about. We're moving on.
The milk one?
That's too easy.
One of them was, what was it called? Seda Thurin milk? What color is it?
Blue?
I think it's green, dude.
Bro, it's green. It's that thing that Mark Hamill sucked from the teat.
Oh.
Okay. Who convinces... No. Should we do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Who convinces Luke to train Rey?
Okay.
This is the third
We're
question.
We're just right? talking. We're just talking.
We're just talking. This is the third question, right?
It is. This is
so
the
this
end.
Is the
this
final.
Will wrap up the cast.
Oh, boy. Ladies
I'm trying to
gents.
Remember. She goes. He says, no, he's not going to do it. She has some wise. She kind of follows him around on his, like...
And then Grogu shows up and goes, And then Babu Frick comes up.
Wabi! Saboken! And then the little rat man that was in Jabba's palace that's climbing on all the trees and Mandalorian is just like...
It's none of those, by the way. How's it going?
I'm really trying to figure out because I know he talks to Yoda at some point. But I feel like that's later.
I don't know. I don't know when he talks
it's
to Yoda.
It's Yoda in a Princess Leia slave outfit.
Yeah.
Like you do. Sexy I must be.
It's the seagulls.
The little fucking puffin.
No, I was making fun of the seagulls.
Oh,
song,
yeah.
But.
The only other person he talks to, I don't even remember. He talks to like Chewbacca for like a second. They don't have like a scene where Chewbacca's like, and Luke's like, yeah, I should. You're right.
Ray comes up to him, takes that old lightsaber, and just says, "All right, old man, bend over."
I'm trying to remember
you know
the
what?
Scene that breaks the camel's back, like that
one.
Really. Changes his mind.
Should I give him a hint?
No.
I won't say who, what, why, but I'll just say like
what he said.
No. I'll say what he said.
How about
this?
A hint. He got a hint. He got a hint from that. He got a hint from that. So could you imagine if we said what he said to convince him?
Oh,
that would
yeah.
be funny.
That would be funny. All right, brother.
All right,
you
brother.
You got 10 good ones.
10 good ones. You're making this podcast go way too long.
I know.
This is called the Nate Stalling Podcast.
God.
Don't tell him the answer after he guesses if he gets it wrong. I'm going to tell him what the character says to Luke to persuade him. All right, him.
It's Yoda. Come on. What? Motherfucker. Is that...
What are you...
He said it's Yoda.
It's Yoda, go.
Oh, okay.
Do I put it back on?
I don't know yet.
Yes, you have to put it back on.
If you have to put it back on. I just want to.
Why didn't you shock him, dude?
It took too long, dude. I freaked out.
What are you talking about?
Who was it?
I'll tell you once you put it back on.
Yeah, we'll tell you once you put it on.
Man, you're too easy to do this to. I'll tell you once you put it back on.
Come on, it's quick. It's quick and painless.
Yeah, and I'll tell you if you're right or
wrong. It's quick and painful, but it's quick.
Yeah, I'll tell you if you're right or wrong. You just have to have it on your leg when I tell you.
Hey, you guys.
Put it back. Put it back.
It's so hard for me to put it back on.
I'll do it for you.
Why? Why would it be so hard? Just like, you put it down for like a few seconds, and you're good.
Come on, dude. This is not entertaining for anyone.
I know.
Okay. Just, I know. It's not video.
He's so scared. He is extremely scared right now.
Oh, my. And I know you guys are just fucking with me, too.
It's going to be so funny when he puts it on.
And then nothing happens.
Oh, well, now you've said it. Now it has to happen.
And now it's... he puts it down, and it just... I find the secret setting, and it's just super hard.
Okay, well, I know that's not true.
What are you talking about?
Just put it on your leg. Just put it.
Fuck.
That was not bad.
No.
All right, so the character who convinces him goes, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep.
And he says,
it's R2-D2.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only
really?
Pope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, does he show?
He goes, wow.
He says,
oh, my God.
He plays a recording of Leia's original transmission.
That's right.
We would have also accepted
that.
How
heavy do you think that thing is?
He just wants you to grab it, dude.
I was trying to get you to grab it on the phone.
He's not that
dumb. Okay.
All right, well, that was fun. That was entertaining. I had a good time.
All right, I'm going to turn this thing off.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Next time we do this, we'll definitely have video because it was more entertaining.
But I don't know. Okay, so the reason I have this is because I'm babysitting. I'm dog sitting.
I'm sorry. What do you do to the babies you babysit, dude?
I sit on them. I'm dog sitting a dog whose owners use one. And so that's how I have it. I'm not going to spend $200 to get one.
Fair
that's
enough.
A lot.
Fair enough.
Maybe we'll just shoot each other with paintball guns.
I think I won.
Yeah, it's just electricity that fucks me up, dude. Anything else would be fine.
I think I won.
Yeah, you did. You only got shocked.
I only got shocked once during the actual thing and then twice during the...
Next time we'll get a taser. It's audible. You can hear it. It's
fun.
It shows
could you
lights.
Imagine? That scares
that would
me.
Not
tasers are like the same thing.
No.
Are they really
like
that?
The standard ones you can get at like Academy Sports or at a gun store.
As long
store.
As you go quick is like the 127.
Any of the ones that don't
I
have
feel like it's like that, but over your whole body. That's the difference.
No shot. It feels like that.
It legit feels like this. This is just a very mild, a little bit milder.
You know a lot about weapons, Mac.
I don't own a gun.
I didn't even ask you owned a gun.
What?
What?
Huh?
All right. Well, it was
man,
fun.
This, this right. thing was fun.
That's been us.
Thanks for doing the trivia with us, guys. We'll talk at you next time. Peace out. Dude, don't you dare.
Oh, we didn't do silence for the last one. We got to do silence.
Wow.